And then I ended up breaking up with him the night before I walked. Like, I don't train for the Camino. I just walk. Well, you know how they say the Camino, you have the physical, the emotional, and spiritual. By the second day, I was already emotional. I didn't need the meseta. My friends who I met on the Camino, they said that at nighttime they could hear me crying in my sleeping bag in the bunk in the dormitories.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hola, thank you for having me on, finally.
Hi, everybody, and welcome one more time to El Camino People, the podcast, when we go into the transformative journeys of pilgrims all around the world in the Camino de Santiago. I am your host, José María Ardanaz, and today we are privileged to be joined by the multifaceted Diana, whose pilgrimage adventures blend humor, creativity, and a profound personal growth. Join us as we explore the various facets of Diana's Camino experience. So let me introduce my friend. It seems like we know each other forever, but finally here we are. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hola, thank you for having me on, finally.
Finally, it's so crazy. I'm like, we just were talking. I'm like, we walked the Camino, the first Camino in the first year, in the same year, 2017.
Amazing.
Maybe we need to do some research. What happened that year? Why everybody decided to walk the Camino?
See, and then you walked 2023 as well, because I followed your journey.
Yes. I've been walking since 2017. I will walk in every year. I'm like, that hasn't been a year that I haven't walked a Camino. Wow. Yet.
Love it.
Well, wow. COVID, but still I walk close to here yet. So thank you so much for joining us. And I'm like, it's so amazing to see, you know, to follow your journey with the Camino style and like your other persona out of your normal persona. But my biggest question always when it comes to the Camino is how people find out about the Camino. And like for me right now, it's right in front of my window. I see pilgrims going almost every other day, but it's just impressive. And I hope people from all over the world, Australia, everywhere, you guys discovered the Camino and decided to come to Spain and get hooked to it. So when was the first time that you heard about the Camino de Santiago?
Okay, this is going to sound very strange, but in 2017, I was dating a man who had walked the Camino in 2016. And okay. then his sister had walked on the Camino with him. And then he put this conversation to my brain about how good the Camino was. And then I read the book, The Pilgrimage. And then I ended up breaking up with him the night before I walked. See? Because he was cheating on me. And I think, you know, when you walk a Camino. But that makes sense why I was walking, because I was trying to find my self-worth again and trying to, you know, use the Camino as a self-love. But I had to end that relationship. And I actually, this is the craziest bit, I walked with his sister.
Hey, I have one that is even more strange than yours. He walked with her ex the whole Camino de Santiago.
Oh, ow. And did they get married afterwards?
No, they're not again. I'm like, that's what I ask. I'm like, if you go with your ex, I'm like, no, we are friends. I'm like, yeah, still, it's your ex. I will never. So in your case, you took advice of your ex that cheated on you and decided on going to the Camino with her sister?
Yes, with his sister. Yeah, I know. It was so strange that I did that. But I'm an all-in person. Like, I don't train for the Camino. I just walk. I don't walk around Melbourne, Australia with my backpack. I just go all in. And that's what I did, all in.
And how was it? I'm like, why walking with her sister, with his sister? Why the Camino? Why that moment?
I think it was just a coincidence of time that we were both available. I was going to a wedding in Poland, and then I had a month off before performing in Edinburgh 2017. So I thought, what can I do in those 35 days? Walk the Camino.
The Camino with my ex.
Sister.
Sister-in-law.
Yeah.
But why with her? She proposed to you? So you decided to go together? Were you really good friends? Like, yeah. Sometimes, you know, your ex can be your ex, but the family can still be friends. I know people that they're still more friends with the family than with their own, you know, family member.
It just, she wanted to walk again and I wanted to give it a go. And, yeah, unfortunately, yeah, it was a bit messy. There was a bit of mess, but luckily, because she had walked before, she walked really fast ahead of me. So I actually ended up walking solo for most of the days, and I met so many wonderful people when I was walking solo who I'm still friends with today. Like I've gone to visit them in Seattle and in Chicago. I have no regrets. I have no regrets walking in those circumstances, but I did walk again in 2023.
How was the preparation? Because I guess if you decided just to, you know, quit your relationship, go the Camino, how long was it between one day, the other? How do you decide? Because that's one of the things that for me is so strange, how people book the trip like one day and the next day they're flying back to Spain.
Like, no, which breakup? The 2017 or 2023?
In your case, yeah, we will talk about the 2023 later on. I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Yeah. So 2017, I was still with him when I flew to Spain. The night before in Saint-Jean, I broke up with him via...
Oh, so you were like by phone?
See, the day before my walk through the Pyrenees, I broke up with him.
I thought that you broke in Australia and then decided to walk.
No, because I just realized how momentous this walk was going to be for me. And I just knew that I didn't want the baggage. I didn't want his baggage on my own baggage. So I thought,
So instead of waiting to cruise the ferro to leave the stone, you throw the stone right away in Saint Jean de Pied de Port. It's like, fuck you, go.
Well, you know how they say the Camino, you have the physical, the emotional, and spiritual. By the second day, I was already emotional. I didn't need the meseta. I was ready by the second day.
And why in Saint Jean? Why did you decide like to go do that in Saint Jean instead of doing Australia, instead of doing face-to-face? Why suddenly in Saint Jean you're like, I need to call this guy and say, you know, it's over?
I think it's the magic of the Camino. It helps you filter really fast what you need to do for yourself. And I think because you know, you prep your bag. I flew all the way from Australia. I was ready to make a change in my life. And 2017 was the beginning of my growth as a human, and COVID was a very big change in my life. But 2017, it was, where is my self-worth? And as I said to you, he was cheating on me. And so I was like trying to understand my own self-worth in that. And in that moment, I was like, cut. Yeah.
And how was waking up in the morning and feeling the freedom and looking ahead and seeing all the stuff that you have waiting for you?
Well, I couldn't see much because I was crying nearly every night in the albergues. My friends who I met on the Camino, they said that at nighttime they could hear me crying in my sleeping bag in the bunk in the dormitories. And because my heart was processing, like I was deeply in love, I was attached to another human. And I think when you have to grieve, and I think the Camino does that, it helps you grieve faster.
I think that most people, you know, people say they go to the Camino de Santiago for, some people say sports, some people say whatever. I say if you go to the Camino to do the whole Camino, there's much more. There's always some, that baggage, that backpack that we go there. Everybody for a different reason. Some people don't even know, but you go to the Camino looking for something and looking to leave something behind, to look for yourself. That's the beauty of the Camino Frances.
It is. And I always dream about the Camino. It comes into my dreams quite regularly. So it's just magic. That trail is just magic, isn't it?
Don't tell me. I'm like, here we are. I'm like, I'm already hooked. I'm already in a month. I'm walking two more Caminos and I'm doing four this year. I'm planning whoever and whenever I can.
Yeah.
But in your case, I'm like, you're a comedian. You go to the Camino to cry out. How was the mix of like you, the funny you, the, you know, people that know you, I'm like hilarious and suddenly crying your way out on the Camino?
Well, that's the thing. Like people think comedians are just funny, but to be funny, you need to be quite deep in your work. And, you know, a majority of comedians also have mental health issues like depression and anxiety. And so for me, I found the Camino to be, it settled my nervous system. It regulated me because you're walking in nature, and I'm more than just a comedian. So I'm also an MC. I work in TV. I'm an actor. I do stuff on, I've got my own businesses. And so, for me, walking Camino, I was just a human being. I was no longer a title. And I didn't care that I didn't have makeup on. I didn't care that I didn't have something pretty to wear. I just cared that every day that I was present. And, you know, every time I did say I was a comedian to a pilgrimer, they were like, oh, tell me a joke. And I was like, no, let me sing you a song.
That's what I'm going to ask you. I'm like, you know, because one of the things that you first do in the Camino is like who you are, where you're from, what do you do? You know, that's the kind of like, then you start with the, what is your favorite music? What do you like to eat? But what do you do is usually what we first ask. So when you say, you know, I'm a comedian, we all expect the super funny, hilarious person that we see as a persona. And, you know, most people, they don't know that how to differentiate the real persona to the comedian. You know, that's part of you. It's part of your job. But I would be the same. Like, tell me something funny. Why?
I can tell you a joke if you want me to.
But again, compare, then you go to the Camino and you tell me, no, I just break up with my boyfriend because he was cheating in me, and I break with him when I was in Shenzhen. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
It's life. See,
that's life. It's universal. Heart, love is hope, security. That's all part of the human narrative. And for me, the Camino gave me a sanctuary, a place of sleep. But it also gave me a space of holding space for myself. So, yeah, I really love being invisible on the Camino. I love that I had no title. And sometimes I didn't tell people I was a comedian. Sometimes I just said to them that I'm also a clown doctor. And so, yeah, I'm very multifaceted. I try not to stick with one title, yeah.
I love it. And you know, if anyone knows, I'm like, you do so many things. I think we are that kind of person that goes to the Caminos, that, you know, the entrepreneur that we all do run from job to job. But I think the beauty of the Caminos, it doesn't matter who you are, how much you make, everybody's the same. I've been in the Camino with people probably that they're millionaires. I've been with people from all of different religions. It doesn't matter. It's the only place in the world that we are all so equal and we're all on the same journey.
You are so right. It's actually true. There is such a diversity of people. But when it comes to the Camino, there is no ranking.
And it doesn't matter. I'm like, you talk with someone and you tell me, I'm like, oh, I make millions. I'm like, great for you. I'm broke. Great for you.
Welcome to the Camino. No, but it's it's actually true. Like, we are all on the same plane. Yeah, we're no one's in first class. Unless you've done 50 Camino walks, then you're like first class.
But if you're one of those, I walk 50 Caminos, I'm here, I know more than you. I'm like, it doesn't matter if you sleep in an albergue, you sleep in a church, if you sleep in a four-star hotel, when you walk in, you're walking. And that's what I get with people and all these people trying to make differences between one pilgrim and another. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Pilgrimage is much more the way you sleep. It's about the walk. It's about your internal journey.
Yeah.
It's the deep sense of the journey, what it matters.
Yeah.
So in your journey, you start Shenzhen, crying yourself out. How was there? Was there a time that suddenly you were like, finally, I let it go?
Yes. It was a bit complicated because I was walking with his sister, remember?
I know. That was like, how did you tell her?
Oh, she kind of,
she knew.
Long story short, yeah. everyone kind of knew he was cheating on me. But luckily for me, because I had my ukulele.
We'll talk about Esther later.
But I was able to meet so many wonderful people, and so that gave me so much joy that I could connect with people from all around the world, a diversity of human beings in this one space. I think I forgot what your question was, but yeah.
If there was a moment, you know, as we were saying, you know, the Camino, usually you start walking more like with your brain, then you walk with your body. Then it goes to the, you know, more soul.
See? Okay, sunflowers. My favorite walk on the whole trail is the Meseta. People find that very strange, but I love the Meseta because they have like kilometers and kilometers of sunflowers. And I found out in 2017 that sunflowers is my human spirit. And so I have sunflowers everywhere. Yellow is my favorite color. And then to see that the trail, you follow yellow arrows, made my heart like so happy, so, so, so happy. And so when I saw these beautiful sunflowers, and this is probably a no-no, I wouldn't recommend anyone to do it because I might get arrested. My friend and I, we ran into the sunflower field.
I'll ask you about that. I'm like, that's a great picture. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. That for me was like, wow, like life is beautiful. Like life is so beautiful.
That's the kind of like no sense that you're doing the Camino and then you think about like, I maybe shouldn't have done that, but how great it feels.
Yeah, it's like one in a lifetime. One in a lifetime. Like I try to do it in 2023, but my body is very different from 7 years ago.
You know, there's another one that did something like that. There's another friend, as an Australian also. Like he walked the Camino trying to raise funds from a nonprofit. And there is a picture of him naked, just covering his parts with a cell. That cost me a lot of followers, but I love it because the story behind was great. And again,
bye-bye followers.
Too picky. I don't care. Go. Bye-bye. But your picture on the sunflowers is great. I'm like, you can tell the happiness in your face that that moment was like, it was what it was calling for. And
yeah,
you know, no regrets and nothing is. So the Camino journey, and you say you the people. How did the people help in your journey along the Camino, and how, you know, your persona and also your ukulele, their music, how, what was the bond, you know, how people bond in the Camino is one of the things that for me surprised me the most. Doesn't matter if it's a 17-year-old, 80-year-old, once you get to the albergue, to the bar, everybody gets together. And it's one of the things that I always, and because from people that play ukulele or the guitar, like you play and people will come to you right away.
See, well, music has always been in my heart. Like, so I became a comedian only 8 years ago, but I was singing, dancing to music since I was 3, 4 years old. Like there's video of me dancing. And for me, joy is very important. And so when we listen to music, there is no language that you need to know. And so, yeah, I just felt like I wanted to sing because I used to be in a band. I used to perform in a band and I wrote my own music. And I just know the magic of music. And especially when, you know, when you congregate at nighttime, you have your dinner, you have your glass of wine, you need that extra little wind down. And so, like, I remember sitting down outside with this beautiful view of the mountains, and there was like 8 teenagers, me, hanging out together. Like for me, it's like I would, if there was this the normal world, this would never have happened. No, but I passed the ukulele to them and they all played music, and it was like this gift sharing. Like I wasn't playing all the time. Like people taking Esther, my ukulele, and playing with her. And oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps. It was, yeah, I'm very grateful that Esther was part of my journey. Like Esther is my plus one. And yeah, the connection with people, like I'm still friends with them. A good friend of mine is Todd. I met him in 2017. Like I've met him twice in the USA. Like the bond that you have with people, like sharing, you know, like when you walk with someone for 8 hours nonstop talking, or you're silently walking with someone, that's really beautiful.
It's incredible because for me, one of the things that I explain to people, you know, in the Camino, you met total strangers. By the 15 minutes, you're already sharing with them things that you even haven't shared with your family or friends.
Yeah.
You just uncover yourself, split it all out, and nobody cares, nobody judges. It's just, but that doesn't happen anywhere else. I'm like, it's just so strange and so natural. People ask me, but how did it happen? I'm like, I don't know. It just happens.
Yeah. And I feel like we're living in a world that's very screen focused. And so Camino, you do not need your phone to lead you to the next place. All you do is you walk and follow these yellow arrows. And for me, that is exceptional planning. Like whoever set that up must have known I don't know how long ago these arrows or these shells were set up, but they must have known that people needed to be led on the way, like they needed to be led somewhere. And so
this whole thing started by a priest that, you know, the story is not, it's an untrue story from Ocebreiro, Elias Balinha, the priest that was there at the time. He stole the painting from, they were painting the roads, and he started painting arrows, and he was stopped by the police, and they asked him, what are you doing? He's like, I'm planning an invasion.
And a vacation. I'm planning a vacation for thousands and millions of people.
But that's the beauty of the Camino. And if people ask me which Camino should be the first one, I would say Camino Frances, because of the simplicity. You don't have to plan anything. You don't have to do anything. Just follow the arrows and enjoy.
That's it. And then and you follow your heart and figure out what you need to do within yourself.
Yeah, and do the two breakfasts, the beer, the snacks, the ukulele, and with that for 35 days, and magic will happen.
And yeah, cheap magic. It's the cheapest trip as well.
For sure. And any specific moments or places that you remember from your first Camino, and you say, you know, this place was part of my Camino, I will always, you know, like the sunflower moment. Is there any other place or people that appear in your Camino that shape, you know, the person that came out of the Camino?
I talk about it in my show in Sunny Side Up, but my love language is touch. And I find that when you massage people on the Camino, they do fall in love with you.
I will. I always say that you in your Camino, you need an Italian. And now I'm going to put, I need you. If I have pasta, beer, and a massage, I'm the happiest person in life.
So there was this Belgian guy. I gave him a massage, one stop before, I think, what was it? Before Burgos. Yeah, he was such a lovely soul. He had walked for 3 months, and I felt really sad for his story, and I wanted to give him something. So I ended up giving him a foot massage. Remember, this is 3 months of walking, and I was like Mary Magdalene from Jesus Christ Superstar, and I massaged his feet. And then another time on the Camino, I massaged an Italian man's buttocks. His glute was hurting him, so I leant him against the coffee table, and I put my elbow into his bum and just
went. There's no video of this. Nobody made a video of this.
I don't. But he messaged me 2 days later, and he said, "Oh my God, thank you so much for changing my Camino, because you helped shift the knot out of my glute so that I could walk." And then he kind of was just really cute. But when I got to Santiago de Compostela, it was probably 10 days after the massage, he was just standing there at an ice cream store, and my friend and I think he followed us there. I think he was a bit mesmerized that I had healing with my fingers and my elbow. I do realize that, because our hearts are so vulnerable, touch is also very big. It can have very impactful, I won't say ramifications, but it can be very impactful to a human being to give them touch. Yeah,
I agree. I think also giving a massage is something so humbling. You know, now pilgrims, we think that's an unclean, you know, touching somebody, even after COVID, still, you know, the touching people that you don't know. But again, Ariane, we are of humans, and like, if you have pain here, why not? I'm like, there's nothing, says a massage, as you were saying, but it is. I'm like, there's a few places in the Camino that still, you know, wash the feet of the pilgrims as they used to do in the old days. And it's one of the most humbling experience when somebody washes your feet. I'm like, it happened to me twice, and it's just so strange, but it's so great. I'm like, it's just the feeling. So I can imagine when someone massages your glute, that will be incredible.
Yes.
And another thing for me about the Camino is the arrival, the finally getting closer to Santiago, knowing that the journey ends. How was your arriving to Santiago?
Oh my goodness, what a crazy place Santiago de Compostela is, I have to say. Like, I remember, you know, the 100 kilometers from Santiago de Compostela, and you get school kids. So I went, it was July 28th that I arrived in the town, but 4 days before that, truckloads of people are coming through.
You're calling high season.
Getting their certificate, right? Love it. Go get your certificate. But what I hated was that I had walked this trail in my own time, and then I could feel the wave. So there was one day, I remember clearly, I stood with my stick in the middle of the path, and I just let these people pass me.
And you know, Gandalf, you shall not pass.
Yeah, I was Moses.
breaking the crowds.
Yeah, and that, and I just went, and it just reaffirmed me again that I am not here to race. I'd walked 25, 27 days already. I was not going to let a force push me to do something that I was not ready yet. And I wanted my arrival at Santiago de Compostela to be my time. And when we got there, it is magic. Like I could spend hours sitting at that square and just watch people arrive. It is like, you know, when you wait at the airport and you see people arrive home, it is so beautiful to see people, some people in excruciating pain, but be so happy to come home. And then and I really highly recommend that if you do walk the Camino, stay for an extra couple of days in Santiago, because you start to see the people catch up to you mm-hmm. that you might have passed by. And it's just beautiful. Everyone's like, oh, hey, down the alleyway, you know, oh, my God, there you are. Oh, my God, how are you? It's like, please stay in Santiago for a week and enjoy it. And I did in my 2023 trip. I decided to stay in Santiago and just be in that beautiful buzz. Yeah.
I mean, there's two things that, you know, people that are walking the whole time. Well, there's three things that people should do. First of all, if you're going to do the whole Camino, when you get to the last 100, break the normal stages. Don't do the Sarria, Puerto Marín. Try to stay in between, stop in Melide, and that will change your journey totally. I'm like, you're not going to be flowing the flow. You're going to be walking on your own. And then also, when the last day before you get to Santiago, try to get as close to Santiago as possible. So you just walk. For my Camino, I only walk 10K. So I was in the Plaza de Obradoiro about 9 o'clock by myself. Incredible.
I heard that people stop at that mountain. Like they spend
time. You're going to stay up, but I stay a little prior to that, like past the airport, 10K.
See.
Incredible.
Okay, good to know for next time.
And then, as you say, you know, for me, the most beautiful thing when I arrive to Santiago, I love it and it's magic, but I love to sit down in one of the columns and watch the people arrive, how they hug other people, the family waiting there, their smiles, their faces. There's nothing. It's even better than when I arrive. I think it's just one of those things that you should go there, just grab a coffee and stay there for a whole day. And as you were saying, you know, when people come that you already met and you hug them, you see their faces, the happiness is unbelievable. And the third tip, go to Finisterre and Muxia.
Yes. Well, we talked for my 2023 trip. mm-hmm. But I didn't have time.
For me, that's the extra cherry on the top. It's just... And if you want to go naked, Finisterre is the place. And then Muxia is the more soul finishing place, but both amazing. And then for you, you have... There's your Camino. You go back home. How was the going back home? How was the person that started the Camino in St. John, the Diana starting St. John to the Diana that finished? What changed?
It was, I know that Santiago de Compostela was the first chapter of my self-love chapter. And so mm-hmm. I actually went backwards. I went back into the relationship with the person I broke up with. And I understand now that the Camino de Santiago isn't there to solve everything, but it makes you very aware of your patterns. And love so,
it. Because I think it's we need to stop right there, because a lot of people, they think, you know, the Camino is going to fix you, that the Camino is, and the Camino is just a place for you to reflect. It's just the perfect place for you to think. The Camino is not going to fix anything. You have to fix it.
Yeah. And I felt, did you feel that, like, when people get close to Santiago de Compostela, you feel people get nervous because they're God, I haven't answered my question yet. Like, I don't know how to solve it. But it's like, just keep going. Yeah.
There's so much, you know, and I'm going to throw a rock on top of me. So much influences on my people talking about the Camino, the beauty. You need to arrive to Santiago. That needs to be like Disney, you know, the flowers are going to appear. Suddenly the sky is going to open and you're going to see, you know, now I know what I have to do in life. No, sometimes you arrive. It's amazing. It's great. But you are the same crazy asshole or same person or same loss that you were at the beginning. But that's the beauty of the Camino. You never know when that is going to click or when the Camino is going to happen. It's just strange, but It is what it is.
It is what it, yeah. Don't stress on it. Life keeps happening after the Camino.
And that's the beauty. So in your case, going back, did it change anything?
It did. Well, it was a starting of myself going, oh, I'm better than this. You know, mm-hmm. I deserve better than this. And then a year later, the relationship ended and I ended that relationship again. And then COVID happened. So it was like a full, I've been living a very full human evolution since the Camino de Santiago in 2017. But every time I see someone and I tell them about the Camino, they want to do it. So they could see the change in me. They could hear it. And especially for women, the reason why I love the Camino so much is because women, I feel it's a great space for women to be alone.
You know that there's more women right now walking the Camino than men.
Majority, yeah. And I'm not surprised. It's protected. Yeah. You stay in big dormitories. You meet other people. It's, yeah. Everyone
should
do it.
Safest place in the world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how the Camino in 2017, you know, prepare you for COVID? I'm like, for someone like you that walks 24/7 with people, so active, how the Camino shape the COVID person, the career? Did it change in anything where you were going or heading in your professional life?
Oh, definitely. Because 2020, because I've been working the arts, all our shows were cancelled. And especially because I'm from Melbourne. Melbourne has the strictest COVID restrictions. So we had a curfew at 9 p.m. We could only walk 5 kilometres in a circle.
We were lucky. Some of us were close here at home.
There you go. Oh, but yeah, we had 266 days of lockdown in Melbourne. So it was pretty intense. But for me, I went through the biggest transformation that I could as a human. I think by end of 2019 to 2020, I was digging my own burial. Like I was digging my own grave spot. I could feel that I was operating as a robot in my mm-hmm. industry. And then 2020 made me collapse all of that and we had to recalibrate. And I'm so grateful COVID happened. But in that time, while walking the 5 kilometres, I kept thinking about Spain. I kept thinking about the Camino constantly because I was like, I would rather be in Spain right now walking than be stuck at home. And so, the walk was alive in me in 2020. I knew I had to come back, but I didn't know when.
Why is with the Camino, you know, one of the things like, why the Camino is so special? I'm like, there's hikes everywhere. There's, you know, I'm like, you in Australia have beautiful hikes. You have amazing, you know, landscapes. But what's the difference with the Camino?
Okay, there's only one difference is that when you finish walking, where can you get a bottle of red wine for €4? Where?
Yeah.
Where?
Move to Spain. What I'm going to tell you, I'm like, this is the best place to live in the world. Pamplona, it is right now the best place to live in Spain in quality. I just read it in the newspaper today. Pamplona. Yep. The highest quality of life in Spain, it's in Pamplona.
What's the age? How old can you live up to?
Whatever. You know, good wines, they last forever.
Yes, that's true.
But we live less than Asian people. So I guess if you are kind of like Asian and live in Spain up to 140 with good wine, probably you can make it.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I I feel like with the Camino, it's why do we think of it? Because I think it really reveals our true selves. Yeah.
I think it's a safe place with, you know, you don't care. It's just everybody's the same. There's, as you say, you know, I think also the power of the bars, the you know, here in Spain, it's all about going outside with people, family, friends, having tapas, having a beer. It just relaxes.
A siesta. Oh, my God, a siesta. We love a siesta.
I don't do enough, but I'm a weird Spanish. I don't like soccer, ham, or siestas. But, again, the rest, love it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you said at the beginning that you have so many hats. You are a comedian. You're a writer. You are a personal branding consultant. How do you manage all of this, you know, with the spiritual side of you, the growth, the Camino persona?
There's a couple of things that I keep myself healthy so that I can do all these hats. One is fitness. So I play basketball, I go surfing. Like, I'm all in person. Nature is very important to that for me. Like, going surfing for me, looking at the ocean, and that's why I loved Finisterre and Muxia so much, because I finally got to the water. And it was great because we were talking and I was like, yeah, why don't I change my walk and walk to the ocean? I've never walked in Spain to the ocean before. And so, and also I do breath work. So I do holotropic breath work and samurai breath work just to realign my anxiety. I've been doing that for 4 years now. It's part of my growth over the last 4 years. And also eating good food and red wine, I think, is good for our health.
I think the mix and the balance of everything, it's important. But I think COVID has shown us that, you know, we need to take care of ourselves. And also, as you get older, you know, the healthier you are, if something happens, the better you're going to be ready for that. But also, I'm like, don't be crazy. I'm like, wine, you know, in a good measure, it's not bad. Beer, having a burger, everyone's in there. I'm like, enjoy the life. There is only one. So.
That's it.
And then you said, you know, you, I know that you have a recent project, the Fee and Me Too, and that explores the Vietnamese Australian dynamic families with humor. How do your multicultural experience, you know, enrich your work, and how the Camino and the perspective on a pilgrimage help you in that kind of aspect of your life?
I don't think there's a correlation between the Camino and Fee and Me, but it was actually funny enough. 2017, when I finished the walk of the Camino, we filmed Fee and Me, the web series. But for me, that's been my life project, to make a TV show for the world, not just for Australia. Because my parents are both Vietnamese refugees. They came here by boat after the Vietnam War. And for me, I feel like there hasn't been that story represented in the world yet. Like, we've had a lot of war movies from Vietnam. We've had Saigon. Musical, but we haven't had intergenerational family stories of what it is to grow up with a Vietnamese refugee mum and the sacrifices and the struggle and the expectations to grow up with one. And also for me, it's a healing, and people have said it, that when they watch Fee and Me, they see that I'm writing a love story to my mum and to my community, saying, you know, thank you so much for raising me. And I think that's why I love the Camino so much, because it is family. It is community. And I know that's very deep in my core. Community has allowed me to be where I am. And the Camino, the community has given me the experiences that I've had. The walk completely changes by the people you meet. And so, yeah, I think that's the correlation, is that I realize that community is very important.
And after that, you know, we were started the whole journey, 2017, 2020. Now suddenly something happens and the Camino calls again. So what happened?
Early June 2023, I decided to end a really beautiful relationship. It wasn't growing for me anymore. And he and I are still friends, but yeah, I just in June 2023, I just went, God, I just feel like I'm just hanging on to a rope. And if I don't end this, it's going to be horrible. Like, we're going to fall, both of us. But if I cut this before we fall, at least it's cleaner. And
sometimes it's the best way. I'm like, there's, as you say, if there's, you're not going anywhere, why keep going?
Yeah. Well, yeah, if there's a block on the Camino, You have to either knock it down and or hop over it or stop. I ended it, and then 3 days later I had a dream about the Camino, and I saw sunflowers, and I just realized I have to be in the sun to heal my heart. I have to get to the flowers, and the next day I booked my ticket. And 4 weeks later, I flew to Spain. And I'm so glad I did. I'm still emotional about it because I'm so proud of myself that I made that decision so quickly. Like, I'm so proud that I knew what I needed to do for me. And so, yeah, because I made that decision, July 16th, 2023, I was walking again in Burgos through the meseta.
Frances, again, I'm like, a lot of people, you know, for me sometimes it's about different Camino, but then you were back to your Camino, the Camino Frances.
See, but in the meseta, though, we went the hot way.
And a lot of people will think that when you walk the Camino twice, it's the same Camino, but most people that walk it know that it's not. I have a friend that he has tried the Camino Frances 30 times, and every time, even though they stop in the same places, he does it as a kind of like work. But in your case, how was the first Camino compared to the second Camino?
Very different stories, very different experiences, very different people that I met. The first 2 days I was by myself. And then by the third day, I realized that I can't do this alone. Like, I have a spiritual coach who teaches me process over destination. So my heart was like, okay, walk the meseta, heal the heart, get to Santiago de Compostela, get there, walk 500 kilometers. So because I was going to walk the meseta all the way to Santiago de Compostela. And for me, it was like destination, destination, destination. But by the second day, I was in so much pain. I was crying in the middle of the field. I still remember it. There were tractors on the field. It was 40 degrees. And I remember screaming to God in the farm field, help me. Please help me. Because my glutes were burning. The sun was all over me. There was no trees. And I remember, and I just realized, okay, Diana, you cannot push your body. Your body will not let you push. You need to stop at every tree. You need to stop at every town and have a drink. You need to go have your hot chocolate and a croissant. Process over destination. And by doing that, I ended up meeting three really awesome friends who we've got this chat. Caitlin, Marie, and Jonathan completely changed my Camino from the first 2 days, and opened me to meeting other people. But I really enjoyed this 2023 trip was because I knew my self-worth and I knew what I was worth on this Camino. So 2017, I had no idea who I was. I was like a little virgin girl walking. But in 2023, I was like, I'm home. I'm back home. Yeah.
What was it that, because a lot of people, you know, when you get to the same spot, I'm like, you remember. It's incredible how the Camino is a place that you stay for like seconds, but once you go again, you remember like it was yesterday. How was the feeling? And did you stop in the same places or did you change a little bit?
The trip from Burgos to, what's the big city? Leon.
Leon.
So I ended up doing very similar stops. Mm-hmm. But then I remember when I went to Leon, before Leon, I realized I could not follow the exact walk of 2017. And I think that's when we started talking because I was like, oh, God, I hate this. I hate this so much. Then because I had just had memory bookmarks of my last trip, and that was painful because I was going through my self-worth and self-love. And I think we were talking, and then I was like, oh, I'll go to Muxia and go to Finisterre. And then you're like, no, go the other way, go the other way. And then we were like debating with each other. But I'm so glad that I changed my walk in Lyon, took a bus to Santiago de Compostela, got there for St. James' birthday party, and then absolutely changed my walk and experience.
And I think that's the beautiful. A lot of people, you know, if they see your journey, they're like, oh, you're cheating, you are not a pilgrim, you are doing. I'm like, it's your Camino. No one can tell you. The only one that cheats and says you. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because those personalities come up, doesn't it? Like,
More and more every day. There's this kind of like, there is only one way to do the Camino.
Yeah.
No.
You just You just have to let wherever the wind, you need to go. Yeah.
And, that's so what glad. Was calling. And in your case, it totally worked. I'm like, yeah, I remember you in Santiago and like the pictures you posted, the smile on your face. And the Camino lead you there. So if the Camino lead you there, why not?
Yeah. And it led me to the ocean. And I'm so glad that I went to Finisterre. And then I met like three awesome people walking that trail. Two from France, one from Germany. And then I went to Muxia. And yeah, I got to swim in the water. Like I got to bless my body in the water. It was so beautiful.
You know, we were talking about the fun part of the Camino. There's a lot of fun in the Camino for sure, but it's also a profound journey of personal growth and self-discovery, as you were saying. What are the key lessons or insights that you gained for your Camino experience?
Follow your gut. If you need rest, have a rest. I just listened to everything my body was saying. And I was very lucky. I only had one blister, so my body was doing very well. Wow. You see? Another one would be, bring a ukulele with you.
You know how to play in my case. I don't think it will be worth it.
Learn. And another one is sometimes it's good to walk the Camino on your own because it lets you open up to the world. I find that when people walk together as couples, they get locked in like a contract.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to find your own freedom if you are walking in a pair or in a group. Like for me, I found I actually learned that I like hanging out with myself. I actually like it.
I think that's the key. You know, if someone has to ask me what is the best way to do the Camino, I think it's by yourself.
Mm.
I think doing with your partner, with your family, with friends, it's great, but there's nothing better than the Camino. And if you do it with your partner, you need to be in a relationship that you can break from each other and you can have your own time. If you're that kind of couple that can be on your own, because that's the whole thing. And nowadays, you know, I think a lot of people are just scared of themselves.
Yeah.
And we need to find out that I love myself and I'm great being with me, but it's hard sometimes with the kind of lives that we live. I'm like, with you, I don't think you have a lot of time to think on yourself or to be 2-3 hours just, okay, well, I love myself.
I do have this dream, and maybe it will, maybe it won't, but I would love to walk the Camino with my future partner or even like a honeymoon, maybe the short walk. Is it the Primitivo, the short one? Like I just...
There is a lot of short ones. There's, as I said, there's so many Caminos, there's... But I agree with you.
Yeah, it'd be nice to just like not, it'd be nice to just hang out.
I think this will be mandatory Caminos. When you finish high school, when you finish college, and when you are in love with someone, you know, if you are in those moments and then when you retire. But if you can share 30 days with someone on the Camino, that you are meant for one to each other.
Yeah, that's a good tester.
Yeah. And I have met people that found love in the Camino and also people that broke in the Camino.
Yeah.
And like, that's the final test.
Camino again, so I can find my...
Hey, maybe we can plan a Camino. A lot of people told me, well, you don't create like a Tinder Camino and get a group of people. I'm like, I don't know. I know for sure I will be, punished in Facebook if we do something like that. But I agree. And like, the beauty of the Camino is that if you're walking with someone, you know that more or less you're going through the same.
See.
That person values his time. He's in the Camino. So right away, you know, there is a lot of things that we have in common.
Yeah. Yeah. And that you like being alone. It's good.
Yeah. And another thing, you have two personas because you have your Diana and you are Camino Style.
See.
So which one is which one? Camino Style is like Uncle Roger. It's like your other persona that goes to the Camino.
Oh, no. So you know how Instagram is. Like if I put the Camino on my Diana, my work, then it would the algorithm would be very confused. And, you niche it really hard. So the Camino Style was an accident in 2017 after the Camino. I took like 10,000 videos and photos. Like I could make a movie, and I did. I made a 7-minute journal video of my 2017 walk. Like I sometimes watch and go, wow, that was so much growth in there. I still haven't made my 2023 one yet. But you know how Instagram reels, you only need 10 seconds now.
It's a nightmare. Right now, Instagram is fucking everyone up. I'm like, it's just, yeah, unless you're doing food or you are pretty, I'm like, there's no growth and with the algorithm. But
yeah. But the Camino style, it's like, you know, anyone can walk in any style, ride a bike in your way. It's playing on Gundam style, but Camino style.
Thought about it. I thought it was just the style I said, but I didn't thought that it came from Gangnam style.
Well, I'm Asian, so, you know, you got to have both. but, yeah, for me it was just like documenting my walk, also connecting with friends on the walk and sharing their stories. So I'm all about because I'm not going to walk this year, so I use it as a space to connect with other people who are walking and wanting to share their story. It's, you know, once you've walked it, it's in your blood. Like you've said it, you've walked it so many times. Like, you know, when you touch the land or you swim in the water or you drink that Spanish wine, you come back for more because you know how good it is.
And as you were saying, you know, more people and more people are having now problems with health issues, with mental health. And I think that's one of the beauties that we as Spaniards, you know, we haven't found the Camino as a, sometimes we see it as a, these people that came here just to travel cheap, to enjoy their food. I'm like, but no, it's much more than that. I'm like, I've been walking with soldiers with PTSD, people with cancer, people that is going through so much pain and so, and as they said, you know, some of them, they don't get fixed. Some of them, they get fixed, but a lot of them find peace in the Camino. They can too, you know, this is who I am. This is, I love myself. There's nothing wrong in me. And it's just, I'm working on myself, but it's just incredible the power that something that is just as simple as walk and drink, have fun, repeat, can do to the wall.
Yeah. It's simple love, isn't it? Simple.
It is. But again, that you found when you walk the Camino, if you explain that to your friends, how is when you explain to your friends or your professionals community when you talk about the Camino, how do they see you?
They see so much joy, but also because when in 2018, when I, or 2023, last year when I did the walk, I knew I needed to walk so that I can process the heartbreak faster and so that I can live my life. And so because I know that when you can't jump over pain or problems in your life, you have to go right through it. And I purposely use the Camino to get right through. And I learned that I don't know if you know about shadows. Like shadows are things that humans carry, so there's the joy in life, like the shadow. And so I realized my shadow is abandonment while walking 2023. I was walking from Santiago de Compostela to Finisterre, and there was this one moment I was walking by myself in the forest and I started yelling at myself. I was alone in the forest, and I realized that when I was 8 years old, my dad left my family, and I realized that for me, the shadow of abandonment like came full force into my face. And so now I realize that anytime I do sense that, I now know, like it's not a surprise anymore. So that was a very big thing for me to process. That was probably my key learning for 2023. I think I answered your question.
That's something that I have. No, I have seen it in many people, you know, the generational trauma, how we carry things, you know, that sometimes, as I was talking at the beginning, the backpack, we'll have that backpack. And sometimes on the normal day, you don't let yourself or those things come out. And suddenly the Camino is when finally you can kind of like cleanse, you know, like, okay, it's there. It's never going to go away. But now I know it's there and I know how to deal with it.
That's it. And that's the key. Like, never here to solve a problem, but I'm very aware of who I am. Yeah.
And that's amazing. And now, 2017, 2023, what's next?
My two friends, Caitlin and Jonathan, are actually, I think they're going to walk the Portuguese Camino this year. And I was interested in it, but I just don't feel like, I just feel like, no, I need to do it every 4 to 5 years, I think.
That's your timing? You need another boyfriend to break up with?
That's correct. Oh, hopefully it's a husband. Hopefully it's a husband in the next 5 years.
You're going to break from a husband. You're going to like to get into a higher level.
See, I hope so. But yeah, I am taking a 4-month sabbatical. I'm going to go to 4 continents for 4 months. So I'm going to Europe in June again, and then I'll go to Northern America, and then I'll go and hopefully see Caitlin, who is in Vancouver, see Todd, who is in Seattle from 2017. So I still keep connecting with my Camino friends, and then somehow get myself to Central America. Because I've always wanted to go to Guatemala. I don't know why. And then go to Vietnam, which is my mother's homeland and where I'm from. Yeah, I'm doing my own little Camino, but around the world this year.
And that's the beauty. You know, a lot of people ask me, why Camino people? Why not Camino Santiago people? Why you interview? I'm like, the Camino is much more than the Camino Santiago. I think the Camino Santiago is the first and this amazing. But then after that, you start walking your different Caminos. And in your case right now, your journey, I'm like, it's a Camino. I'm like, you're going back to your Camino friends. You're just walking and doing it in another way.
See, but I'm using a roller bag. I'm not carrying my backpack.
And planes.
Yes.
But you're going to still be drinking the wine and stopping and having the fun and the simplicity of unplugged from everyday life.
Yes, that's it.
So thank you so much for this amazing time. Please tell us, where can people go and see you? Where can we follow you, your journey and, you know, professional and also your Camino style, so we can see more of you and have fun?
Yes. So you can follow me at Real Dan Nguyen. I'm on all social media handles with that. My heart love Camino handle is at Camino Style. And also, this year, I'm traveling all around Australia performing my comedy show, Sunny Side Up, which I talk about the Camino and my realization, which was that I needed to go and freeze my eggs.
No, we didn't talk about that. I'm like, I have it in the questions, but I think we will keep that one for another interview. And it's such a great year for Australians because first we have the Camino in Tasmania.
Yeah. What?
That there's there's a Camino Santiago in Tasmania. You don't follow me. You don't follow me on Instagram.
I do follow you on Instagram.
So in Tasmania, there's a priest that he created a Camino in Tessie. It's called the St. James Signet Camino. So every year I collaborate with them. They do like a 3-4 days. It's beautiful. Oh. And this year, Bill Bennett from The Way My Way, the movie that is going to be released, he walked the Camino. So big year for all, and I think that's going to be a great movie. I just finished reading the book that I recommend everyone, but. Okay. It's amazing how, Australia and the other side of the world, you have such a huge Camino community.
Yeah, it's quite intense because we're so far from the world. So far. But and so.
Why the connection with Spain? I'm like, for me, that's the weird thing. Like we were talking at the beginning. All the comedians that I know that have walked the Camino, they're from Australia. See, why it's with Australia and the Camino and.
Well, I think it's because of the way, the movie. It's simply Martin Sheen made us decide to walk.
And now another movie, The Way 2.
That's it. There you go.
We will see a Camino style book or a Camino style movie.
Yeah, there's something in my brain, and that's why I'm taking 4 months off, because I'm going to write my book. It's not all about the Camino, but we're figuring it out. So we'll see what this space holds for us.
And that's the beauty of it. And do you have any Camino in your mind, or if you go back again, we'll be back to the frances?
I think the next one might be the Portuguese, but I've met so many people in Santiago de Compostela who did the Northern?
Yeah, the Camino del Norte. Mm-hmm.
Norte, that's right. And then there's a lot of people who've walked from France. What's that trail called?
So it's the Camino from Le Puy. That's usually the big one that met in Saint-Jean, but also you have another one that comes from Piedmont, from Lourdes. So once that's the problem with the Camino. Once you start walking, there's so many.
Yeah, that's it. So yeah, we'll see. I have no plans yet. So whatever the wind takes me, I will follow.
That's amazing. Yeah. Again, thank you so much. I invite everyone to follow you. We'll put all your handles in the notes of the podcast. And I hope we will have another chat with you and we talk about those eggs. Let's see what happened with the eggs and what happened with the Camino.
And my future breakup.
Let's hope that next Camino will be the no breakup. You change the world. You know, the third is the charm.
We'll see.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. And as we always say in the Camino, buen camino, Ultrella.